evening, ladies and gentlemen. We're tonight's entertainment.
Gentlemen, animals, whatever you identify yourself as, It's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis, hanging out.
Running sidekick is Dirt Reynolds.
Bro, you can't be a sidekick anymore. You're a star.
Oh.
You're like the head. We should let you introduce yourself first from now on.
Oh, okay.
So when we come back from break, you should introduce yourself first.
I'll certainly try.
Anyway, y'all, thanks for joining us again here on the Shanty Radio. We're hanging out. For those, this is your first time. I know we met a lot of people over the last couple weeks, so I'm sure maybe there's a few first-time listeners.
Buckle up.
Buckle up, Buttercup. We are about to play nothing but Northwest hip-hop.
Facts.
And probably talk some shit.
Facts.
And probably be silly.
Most likely.
And who else knows what's going to happen? I mean, we have some show notes. We are somewhat professional, but I have no idea what the hell's going to happen.
Makes two of us.
Daryl, how was your week, man?
Super boring.
Really?
Yep.
Exciting.
Yeah, I know.
Thanks for sharing that with our listeners.
Now, my weekend was dope. The week has been pretty standard so far.
So let's get into the weekend then. We'll leave the week out of it. How was your weekend?
Oh, the weekend was incredible. Finally got my car fixed. And
hey, they don't care about your car.
I know. This is important because that's where my favorite music to be played is played at.
Okay, fair enough.
So Saturday, March 9th. We've been talking about it for months.
Yeah.
I usually don't get crazy hyped up for shows I'm not really familiar with beforehand, but this one sounded like a winner from the beginning. It did not disappoint.
No.
Man, what a crazy night.
Yeah, it was one of the best nights I've had here in Tri-Cities music related in, well, it definitely was the best night I've had in a very long time. Outside of some sentimental reasons, right? My kid show was pretty badass, but that was for a different reason. But man, the B-Boy beatdown was
incredible.
Phenomenal, man. Big shout out to King Reds.
Yes.
Shout out to Travis Rybarski. Shout out to DJ Rough Cut.
Yes.
Shout out to everyone else. If I don't name you by individuals, does not mean that I'm not. Was not
you
really
are
thrilled to see
all
you.
Very much appreciated. That was 10 out of 10 all night long.
The energy was crazy. It was a long day, but it was one of those days that was long that did not drag.
No, it was action the whole time.
There was some amazing B-boys and B-girls out there. I thought that the ladies put on a hell of a show. And it wasn't like a lady show, right? They were in there competing with the guys, beating some of the guys.
Yeah.
There was obviously they did a little showcase, and I just thought it was really cool, man, to see so many wonderfully talented people. Shout out to Chase was there with his art, just some amazing stuff there. All in all, it was dope. It was just a really cool evening.
Yeah, everywhere you turn, everywhere you go, start to finish, man, an incredible evening. Lots of culture, lots of information, lots of history, lots of fun. And of course, for the adults, lots of beverages.
Lots of beverages. But you know, you mentioned the adults thing, but I thought it was super cool, man. There was kids of all ages there, both just being there and then participating, and again, not participating, but doing well. Like, to me, it's a difference, right? Sometimes you might have an event, and there might be a kids section, and you're like, everyone's like, oh, cool, look at the cute kids, whatever.
Yeah.
But this was like, guys doing things that I couldn't even dream of doing. At that age, I couldn't do it now, let alone at that age. And it was just cool. Like, it was just a beautiful vibe. Shout out to my dude Bevin that was there. I got to chop it up with him. Yeah. I got a dope sweatshirt.
Yeah, you did.
So if you see him around, don't buy my sweatshirt because I want to be the only one to have it, but buy everything else that he has.
Facts.
But no, it was phenomenal. One of the highlights of the evening, outside of the amazing dancing and out, I don't know, are you supposed to call it dancing?
Breaking.
Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I am who I am.
We're two grown men in here. You
know, I mean, breaking. As Daryl told me earlier today when I was telling him a different story, that I sometimes say the most whitest things possible. And that's completely fair.
Flexed on me hard.
That's completely
flexed on me hard real quick, like I wasn't going to catch it. Like, hey.
But no, it was amazing. But outside of that, part of the same event, there was a little other thing that happened.
There was.
One of the Shanty's very own, the Dirtbag Daryl, a.k.a. Dirt Reynolds. What happened, buddy?
It was going great until it wasn't.
Until it wasn't.
No, man, the cypher in the beginning was a super fun way to kick that off. I feel like that's where I shine the brightest I can, is in that category of just heartfelt hip-hop freestyle at the right there on the spot. So I have no idea what I said until somebody shows me recording, which Miguel sent me a bunch of it already. So
shout out to Miguel.
It was awesome.
Yeah, there was some amazing artists.
Until it wasn't.
He's only saying that because he got beat. It's all right. It happens.
Yeah, shout out to Caleb.
Yeah, shout out to Caleb. Shout out to Travis. Shout out to Rogue.
Yeah.
Who ended up taking the whole thing, man. Shout out to you. Put on a great performance. There was some other cats. Guys, I'm really sorry. It was a long day. I might have had a beverage or two. I can't remember your guys' names, but I chopped it up with some other of the Ballers just about life and about music. And it was that kind of environment. I if you weren't there, like, I don't know if we can adequately
explain it to you.
But it was just, there was so much love in the building. There was so much passion in the building. I'll be honest with you, man. Like, it reignited my passion for this a little bit. These things can be a grind, even to make these episodes, to do music, to all of that can be a grind at times, man. We have real lives, right? Like, this is part of my real life, but, like, you know, I have kids, I have a wife, I have a job, and sometimes things can just kind of get weighing on you. But you go to events like this and it just reignites all of that passion, and you remember to yourself, like, why did I love this shit in the first place?
Yeah.
You know, and I left, you know, Rough Cut up there just playing some of the illest beats to freestyle over, playing some of the dopest tracks, his energy on the stage, like, just again, reminds me of, like, why I love DJs so much. I can't do it, but, like, really good DJs, I fucking love because they're so good at their craft, and he's one of the best by far. I know that Flip will never hear this, but shout out to DJ Flip, wherever you're at in the mountains somewhere.
Salute
to you, man. I spent a lot of time with that guy, and seeing Rough Cut do his thing made me miss him a little bit. So shout out to you, Flip. Again, shout out to you, Rough Cut. Shout out Big.
Ralphie Ray was there.
Huge shout out again to King Reds, man, for having the vision and putting that together. You know, a lot of people came into town from really all over, and really probably off the strength of those relationships.
Right.
And just, you know, as somebody who loves this art form, just a super huge shout out and respect to you for not just the event, man, but who you've been to this culture from the get-go, the things you're doing in the community, the opportunities you're giving other people, man. I can't wait for the next one. Who knows, maybe I'll dust off my my suit and get out there a little bit. Who knows?
You should. Hey, you know, I did not win. I feel like I was almost gonna get close, and then I realized that I can't.
Hey, wait, but what happened? You didn't what?
Oh, I did not win.
But you got past the first round.
I did get past the first round.
I mean, honestly, everybody did phenomenal. Like, the final four was a murderer's row MCs.
Yeah,
so, you know, I say that you did a phenomenal job.
You know, getting in there and being humiliated is a very humbling thing.
But I don't think you were humiliated.
Not in that sense. I mean, just like, it was like a fear until you do it. It's not necessarily a fear, but I don't battle rap, so it was weird.
But it's a raw feeling, right? Doing something on the spot, like, you know, I would imagine that some of the B-boys and B-girls have the same feeling. I mean, I'm sure that they're a little bit more maybe prepared for what they're doing than you and I.
That's big words.
But there's something about putting yourself out there in a raw form where there's no safety net.
Right.
You know, like, if I fuck up, everybody's going to see that I fucked up, right? There's no way around it. So it's just a beautiful feeling. You know, I thought that it was like, again, man, it was so dope seeing like the little kids out there enjoying it, and you know, the parents covering the kids' ears on a few times. But that's hip hop, man. That's community. That's how we raise up the next generation. And really, you know, for everyone who organized the event, I know, you know, we mentioned King Reds. I know we mentioned Rough Cut and Travis. And I know that there was a lot of other people behind the scenes, and some of them I don't know personally, but just anybody who was involved in putting that whole thing together, like, literally, thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Congratulations. That was an epic event.
And again, I hope it's just the start of very many more to come.
Absolutely. You know, I heard a long time ago, and it's always stuck with me, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
I know, you were saying that to me.
Yeah. I've known that for a while.
Well, yeah. Isn't that a Michael Scott thing?
I have no idea.
From The Office?
Most likely.
I heard it was Wayne Gretzky and Michael Scott.
Oh, okay.
Together that came up with that.
I like it.
But we're going to say it's a dirt bagism.
It's a Dirt Reynolds memorandum.
Memorandum? That's like when you die, bro.
Ah, damn. I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Come on, you're supposed to know words and shit. You're a rapper.
Yeah.
Anyway, so speaking of rapping. So again, shout out to everybody who was involved in the B-Boy Beatdown. It was phenomenal. But speaking of rapping, what do you say we play some raps?
Let's definitely play some music.
So that's kind of what we do here, right?
Yeah.
So why don't we get into... speaking of freestyles, the former Washington State freestyle battle champion, one of only two people in my lifetime that have completely dog whooped the shit out of me in a battle.
Makes two of us.
Let's get into Dickles. What do you say?
Absolutely.
Let's play Dickles with Execute Me right here on the Shanty Radio.
She's a killing bitch, she owns it. Knows that she got the goods, better run away. Eyes cold blue, heart frozen. One grand, she'll burn alive, better look away. She's a boss bitch, doing boss shit. She can kill you off quick if she feeling it. She bad, bad, beauty villainous. She's a devil's reject, baby, killing it.
This is how it sound when I bust a Mac 10. This is how it sound when I bust a Mac 10. This is how it sounds.
When I bust a Mac-10, leave your ass on some ice cubes, ask Mac-10. I'm not the one to be fucked with, you better ask around. Never been a soft nigga, too big to be tossed around. Niggas always talking that box around, cause they too scared to take a punch like a boxer now. I can see your true colors like a box of crown. So I pop shit where you can get pop, lost and found. Never judge a book by its cover, Stephen King. Cause what's inside might be a shocker like a death scene. But niggas pray to God, then pray on my downfalls. Hypocrites get extra clips, and that's a downfall. Coming at me is like fucking precious raw dog. It's a death sentence like Muhammad in a park car. In this game is best, not to get set. Come from the gutters like Master Splinter, but I'm definitely not a rat. I'm a product of the hustle of the bullets coming off my tech. Going through my enemies, what you expect, huh?
This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound
when I bust a Mac-10. Leave your ass on some ice cubes, ask Mac-10.
This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound
when I bust a Mac-10. Leave your ass on some ice cubes, ask Mac-10. I remember selling soap way back when rock was broke. You can ask Casey Sports when he stole that leather coat. Beat him, beat me for a 50 later. Got back with me, threw me 3 grams for free and told me don't show no pity. Watch me keep my city and every nigga ain't the one that hit on me. I'm the fat kid and y'all are just my groceries. Bolding me to call you out like you older me. You bitches is Nicky Parker and I'm Professor Ogilvy. Globally, trying to shine like the sun on the earth since birth. Coming out the pussy, screaming money come first. Money come I'm Arizona first. Thirst for this rap game. I need it like a school teacher when your homework's completed. Succeeding not yet, crack still in the top test. Grand still in the gray sweats, her next to the latex. Pay sex, never that, I tell her she in the way. And if she don't like it, then suck my D-I-C-K. Until I bust, I'm a loving, gotta trust them dollar bills. I must go hard in the clubs, I'm a beast with that rock, just like Steph Curry. Watch me stick these haters and get these bitches like accolades.
This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound
when I bust a Mac-10. Leave your ass on some ice cubes, ask Mac-10.
This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound when I bust a Mac-10. This is how it sound
when I bust a Mac-10. Leave your ass on some ice cubes, ask Mac-10.
I'm ready to rob, ready to rob. Rob is season, my nine, believing that he can stop clowns from breathing. I told him this even, that it's about money leaving. He said he understand that, but he hate these heathens. Click, my hammer, my too hammer. Legit to quit. Heavy screamer like a white chick at a horror flick. My aim is sick, your brains are thick. I have your blood stains all over your motherfucking chain. That's it, I bang the fifth like I was homie banging the fifth. And empty the clip on any niggas playing badass. I'm serious, motherfucker, I'm dead ass. The chopper sounds like a fat kid when he pass gas. That nigga trippin' like you pop X over no white text. Till I make you bite the curve like American like next American. And I ain't ran about the landlord of getting evicted. She a smoker, she get high, yeah, she very addicted. Hit her off cause I'm trying to get richer. I know niggas that'll rob you and then smoke a Newport with you. Ain't from P-Town, but I know niggas like Kenny Speed that'll take your fronts out your mouth for a couple of G's.
Yo, him and him and
what's up, everybody? It's your friendly neighborhood dirtbag chilling with
middle-aged homeboy Chris Davis.
Yeah,
right here on the Shanty Radio. Yeah, I didn't forget this time, girl, that you're supposed to go first.
This is take two. If you haven't figured that out yet,
take two, take one. I don't know, something happened and it didn't go through, but. We just got done listening to Dickles with Execute. And then right after that, we had Smooth Ova with Mac-10. And apparently, big congratulations to Smooth Ova today.
That's correct. There was a child born.
There was a child born. And he was involved.
And he was involved.
And huge shout out to you, man. I've gotten to know this guy a little bit over the last couple weeks. Just, you know, through messaging and him sending music over and listening to it, right? You learn a lot about somebody by listening to their music. So, man, just huge congratulations to you. Hope everybody involved is doing very well, nice and healthy. You know, having a kid, man, I'll just tell you, as a father, and I know Daryl understands as well, it'll change everything.
Yep.
You know, people say it all the time, and like you're like, yeah, whatever, man. It'll change fucking everything. It'll change the way you write music. It'll change the way you interact. All of those things, man, and just
it's gonna change you by influencing you to just go even in a different direction than you thought possible.
Yeah. It's going to make you want to do some things even more. It's going to make you want to grind and work as hard as possible. And I'll be honest with you. I don't want to get like too sentimental because I know this is a podcast where we just talk shit. But man, seeing fathers with their kids is a beautiful thing, man. I think over the years, you know, especially, you know, Daryl, you're and I, our generation, you know, I know more people that grew up without their dads than ones that did. And so having a father be in a part of a kid's life is a beautiful thing. And it's something that I'm super excited about for you. And just, you know, at the end of the day, just blessings to you and your, you and yours.
Facts.
Good insight, Daryl.
You said everything I was going to say. I said it on the first take, though. Don't let him act like
you're right. I literally stole everything that he was about to say. I don't care. I came up with the show. Kiss my ass.
Kiss my ass. So what?
So we were talking before the show started. We were talking about CDs. Like, I was just recently at a record store. I know, Daryl, you were just at a record store. Coincidentally, it was my kid was with both of us at the store.
He's the weird common thread. The common thread.
But we were talking about, you know, maybe some things that we wanted to do and then talking about CDs and whatnot. And it got us onto the discussion of, like, what was the first CD that you bought?
I tricked my grandma into buying me the explicit versions at Fred Meyer.
At Fred Meyer.
$15.99 a piece.
Ooh.
The Corrupt Streets is a Mother.
Nice.
And Ludacris Back for the First Time.
That's very, very solid. The first CD that I bought with my own money was MC Hammer. The first MC Hammer CD with the Can't Touch This on it. I think I was like in third grade or something. I like mowed some lawns and bought it. But my favorite day of buying CDs that we were just talking about is when I was in seventh grade at a science fair in the mall, in the Tri-Cities Mall, because I didn't grow up in here in Tri-Cities, right. But we would come up like science fair. I was like in seventh grade. I don't know. We would like this, bro. I don't know. Is that another one of the whitest things you've ever
heard? That's a whole other conversation. Apparently, he's giving the eyes like, you know, it's a thing. It's a thing. Trust me,
bro. Science fair is a thing. Okay. Read a fucking book, bro.
Yeah, my bad.
Anyway, we came up and I got Tupac, All Eyes on Me, and Dog Food on the same day by the Dog Pound. Was the greatest day of buying CDs. I always get them in bunches. I got Tupac, Me Against the World, and Nas, It Was Written on the same day. Ooh. So that actually might have been a better day. But anyway, you started to say something when I realized that we weren't recording last time about, you have a theory about Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, I think it's a weird statistic. In my head, it makes sense. The most stolen CD out of my case, When I bought this album, All Eyes on Me, I bought this album 6 times, only to have every single time somebody, I kept stealing book 2.
Just book 2?
Just book 2. So I have a bunch of book 1s in the CD case. I'm looking at one right now.
Yeah.
It's a very frustrating statistic.
I mean, book 2 was pretty fire, but
book 2 was my no skip button, my very first.
Did you like book 2 more than you like book 1?
Yeah. The book 1 had some serious jams on it, though. But book 2 was that one I could play front to back.
The start of book 2 was phenomenal.
Yes.
It was so good. So I'm with you. I think I liked book 2 as well. But anyway.
Checkout Time. Oh, sorry.
Checkout Time was phenomenal. You Can't See Me.
Yep.
Picture Me Rolling. Oh, God. There were so many good ones. Wonder Why They Call You Bitch.
Yeah.
I was asking you, what do you know about this?
I've not figured it out, apparently.
But we want to hear from y'all. Tell us, what was the first CD you ever bought? You know what, though? Daryl, can I get on my soapbox for a minute?
Yes.
We have asked multiple times for people to tell us something, and no one tells us shit. So either you don't listen, you don't like being told what to do, or one of those two things, but
I think it's pure apathy. And people are like, yeah, whatever. Figure it out yourself.
But help us out, man. I want to know the first CD that you ever bought, please, for me. Yeah. Let me know that you're listening, please. My self-esteem needs it.
My self-esteem is depending.
I'm fucking sad. I need you guys. I'm going to start writing music again. I'm so sad.
The emo king has returned.
No, hope not. Anyway. If not...
We don't have a button, so you guys make a noise.
Daryl's now the soundboard.
I am now the soundboard.
But speaking of music, Daryl, where should they send their music again?
TheShantyRadio@gmail.com.
Can you say it one more time for the people in the back?
theshantyradio@gmail.com.
You know someone who did send their music to theshantyradio@gmail.com?
Ooh.
They actually sent it about 12 years ago.
Ooh.
But I still have it.
That's what I like to hear.
It is On One in Anawim featuring Shao Sosa. The name of the song is Ain't Changed. Right here on the Shanty Radio.
Shanty Radio.
Break some of this, nigga. Yeah. I want dollars, so fuck drama. I still waste hotlines like a tuck llama. I ain't dope, sick or ill, y'all all cliche. Red light of death swag, stay killing your game. I'm raw like a shot of a move, uncut, uncouth. Plus I'm gutter like the edge of your roof. Yeah, my rap sheet giving them proof. Peace to the deceased and cock heat for them snakes on the move. I want that New York strip with lobster and shrimp, you know them prawns. Play them all, dog. Gotta play the ball. And miles above what you say you want. Shit, why you grilling me? Why you screw faced? I be drilling off and killing your bro. All this hammer time, put them to sleep. You motherfucking MCs, rock pajama rhymes. On my own shit, airtight, got it locked, zip. Bump this and bet it blow the chrome from your whip.
I do whatever I want, whatever I like. Two motherfuckers ain't changed, changed. Dudes drop that shit, but you scared to fight. You two, they let that thing bang, bang. I do whatever I want, whatever I like. Two motherfuckers ain't changed, changed. Fight you till they let that thing bang, bang.
If you're moving, you pray. Eating everything, breathing. It's lunchtime, crunch time, ducks for the season. That your head, that your scaly cap. Give me that lunch money chain where the bullies at. Semi rain, bring pain where the foolies at. She give me brain where your father splat. Listen, Jack. It's fuck the world without a rubber on. A ski, ski, skied on your face so you can rub it on. You like G's, not another song about bitches and hoes and whack rappers, fuck them all. Kiss my ass, y'all trash, you can suck my balls. Stick to karaoke, in-scene cover songs. Yeah, MC to the 10th one, 10th one. Fuck stars, dog, we just bench them. I am at this here going in some. Teabag your face, you maggot, you are dim sum.
I do whatever I want, whatever I like. Two motherfuckers ain't changed. Fight you till they let that thing bang, bang. I do whatever I want, whatever I like. Two motherfuckers ain't changed, changed. Dudes pop that shit, but you scared to fight you till they let that thing bang, bang.
Homie, I'm so rabid, growling with fur magey. You also got one at the mouth, but you ain't got no rabies. You want some homo shit, I'm Roadhouse and Swayze. I be nice till I crack a cat's chin for looking at me crazy. The first to get 680 for throwing drinks at your lady. She on some bullshit. I'm hardcore, ignored, up in the store, bitch. I act retarded, take a piss up on the floor and dip. I'm Mr. Hyde, you pray you see Dr. Jekyll. Instead, I just sit and get your sister high. Your rap relics, you're old and sour. I stay working all day like I'm Jack Bauer. Platoon full of goons, your room full of bums. I throw the fifth back, react and get buku dumb. We throw the flag up. The 12th man, the Northwest, we stand up.
I do whatever I want, whatever I like. Two motherfuckers ain't changed, changed. Dudes drop that shit, but you scared to fight. You two, they let that thing bang, bang. I do whatever I want, whatever I like. Two motherfuckers ain't changed, changed. Dudes drop that shit, but you scared to fight. You two, they let that thing.
That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my dog, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog, that's my dog, that's my dog, that's my dog. I ain't fucking with them if they ain't a day one nigga, cause I can't trust niggas and I can't trust women, cause they said they really weren't, but they never really with it. Yeah, I might look young, but I've been through hell, still screaming out free my nigga D4L. I'ma carry this shit cause I can't stop now. When my nigga get up, man, you know it's going down. When we pull up to the spot, you know that we shut it down. And I need it right now, trying to get out my head. Watch me stack this bread, I'ma leave them all red. When they tell me that they right, yeah, they mean it. Lately I've been in my head fighting these demons. Made this song so they know what I'm feeling. I be going through it, but you never see it. Made this song so they know what I'm feeling. I be going through it, but you never see it. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my dog, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my nigga, that's my dog. That's my dog, that's my dog.
And we're back on the Shanty Radio. It's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis.
And Dirtbag the Great.
We just got done listening to On One and NOM featuring Shao Sosa with Ain't Changed.
Right after that, we have Rajay. That's my dog.
Big shout-out to him, man. He was out there killing it.
The song was dope.
The song's dope. He was killing it at the B-Boy Beatdown. It was
man
dope to see him doing all of his things. And then he sent us some music, so...
Dude, he's Shanty royalty. He's second generation.
He is second generation.
That's dope.
Shout out to Jason F, man.
Jason F, salute, sir.
But yeah, absolutely, man. It was dope to see him. I didn't get a chance to talk to him. I know you talked to him, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it was great to see him out there living hip-hop, right? All parts of it was really cool. And speaking of which, there's a show coming up.
March 31st, Raise Golden Lion. Story Tour 24.
That's right. Rajay will be there.
Yep.
Sorry, I almost said your name wrong. I've been paranoid about it. So it's like one of those things where you're like, don't do it, don't do it. And then yeah, you do it. And then, I know yeah. Karma will be there as well. So big shout out to Karma back in town for the show. So if you're in town, March 31st, get your tickets. Get to Raise Golden Lion. The lineup looks dope. I know they're out there promoting it. My guess is it's going to be a hard ticket to get. So don't wait.
Yeah, it looks like it's Lebo Tour.
Lebo, yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be dope, so make sure you're there. I'm sure that we'll probably be there. Maybe.
Yeah, I can't confirm or deny until looking at my calendar.
The allegations. I'm excited to check it out, so make sure you put it on your calendar. Come out, support these artists.
It's Easter Sunday.
Oh, it is Easter Sunday? Are you sure?
March 31st?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Well, that's even
Easter,
better.
Easter's in March this year.
I'm going to have some ham.
The stars will align.
I'm going to have some ham, and then
the
I'm going to get down.
Astrological signs are telling me something different.
So they are?
I don't fucking know.
We're going to start, like, reading tarot cards and shit. This weekend, I got a chance, after the B-Boy beatdown, I went to Seattle on Sunday and checked out La Russell. He did a show at the Nectar in Seattle. And I'm just going to... I don't want to, like... go crazy on this, but it was probably one of the coolest shows I've ever seen. Dude went for 2 hours, basically like hip-hop karaoke. Was like, tell me a song of mine that you like. There's a dude playing keys behind him and playing the bass, and he just would do the songs. I'd never seen anything like it. Went through, came and met everybody in line that was waiting to get into the show. I went with my son, and just watching him, you know, with a performance like that. Josiah got a chance to meet him after the show. Super nice and just wonderful human being. All about the community, all about, you know, entrepreneurship, all about, you know, being independently wealthy and doing the right things while also positively impacting your community. It was just dope. So big shout out to him. It doesn't have really anything to do with the show, but I just thought it was dope and I wanted to tell people that.
It's current events, man.
And then I know you have something to mention about what our next artist is going to be played.
Yes, sir. Big shout out to Coaster. Looks like he made it to the next round.
Big shout out.
Music is being considered and picked through. You know, just kind of see, you know, what they want to do. Out of the people that are left, I mean, I feel sorry for him. I really think Coasters is going to go all the way. Got another track from him coming up, and I can't read the name from here.
Yeah.
But I know it's going to be good.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into Coaster with Danny Dennison. But before we do that, Before we do that, big shout out to you, Coaster. Guys, make sure you're supporting. Let's keep supporting one of our own as they are taking the next steps in their journey and in their career. Guy's been out here doing this for a long time at a very high level. So much respect to him. But yeah, let's get into a song by Coaster. This is Danny Dennison right here on the Shanty Radio.
Yes, sir.
I'm just trying to make these chill tunes, sleeping in until noon. I'm dreaming about a day when my voice will finally fill rooms. Amphitheater stadiums, a sea of bobbing craniums. Radiance in my smile, lyrics dropping like uranium. I open my notebook and let my thoughts slow cook. I jot what I feel and keep these real lines with no hook. And that ain't a fishing ball, I wish upon a wishing star. Wishing I could make up for the distant hearts I've ripped apart. That's my apologies, Father, please, I'm trying. See, I'm tying up my shoes and I'm ready to face a giant. With stones in a sling, I'm blowing off steam. I'm sorry we haven't spoke. I always seem to ignore my phone when it rings. It don't ring. Look, but I promise you I'll text back. I'm just busy eating ramen with my pet cat. Ayy, but I promise you I'll text back. I need a new bucket, make that whip jet black. I seem to lose focus and you can be my medicine. This ain't no hocus pocus, I'm young like Danny Dennison. Caught up in this showbiz and the only bike I'm pedaling will lead me back to you and that makes everything irrelevant. Danny Dennison, I'm young like Danny Dennison. Danny Dennison, I'm young, young like Danny. I'm too young to feel old, I'm too numb to feel cold. I've been told to give up, to switch up and live slow. Normally a normal life isn't in my vision. Wishing I could be a kid and stealing chocolate out the kitchen of my grandma's house. See, that was back when I was having doubts. No one knew my tunes, I save on foods, losing rapping bouts. I lost some money and I lost some friends. Will I be alright? I guess it all depends. I'm writing, trying to find some M's. I mostly found some L's, late nights in cheap hotels. Sleep is overrated, knee deep in my own hell. I just wanna lay beside you and I even miss the smell of coffee brewing in the morning like a cauldron full of spells. But I'm always out of town and that's probably why you hate me. Seem to always let you down and it's been weighing on me lately. I don't want to see you frown or flip around like 180. Got two tires on the ground, however far this bike will take me. I seem to lose focus and you can be my medicine. This ain't no hocus pocus, I'm young like Danny Dennison. Caught up in this showbiz and the only bike I'm pedaling will lead me back to you and that makes everything irrelevant. Danny Dennison, I'm young like Danny Dennison. Danny Dennison, I'm young, young like Danny. Seem to lose focus and you can be my medicine. This ain't no hocus pocus, I'm young like Danny Dennison. Caught up in this showbiz and the only back I'm peddling will lead me back to you and that makes everything irrelevant. Danny Dennison, I'm young like Danny Dennison. Danny Dennison, I'm young, young like Danny.
The dearly departed, hardest rapper on your entire team. Hard to inspire dreams and even harder to believe in what you be.
It's not for me. The fame followed by fake friends is unattractive. But wouldn't mind the fortune with what I've been stacking.
I want my recognition, I want my recognition. I know I'm dope so you have to listen. I want my fucking props, I want my fucking props. Ever since I was a kid I was hot. Just too shy to make the party pop.
You don't have to dance, just clap your fucking hands and recognize I'm the man with the mic in my hand.
And that goes out to all the brainwashed radio pop. I'd rather listen to one torn by bass guard.
Now you was never an option. Success by any means necessary. Been testing my whole life, so I share with you my testimony. Never holding anything back when I rap about the shadow path of this life I lead. Self-inflicted injuries, why to make things harder than they have to be? But I guess we all gotta work at ourselves before we can see success. Bar for bar, this is my life, and I never really had time to rest. So I stay dedicated to my my grind, cause I gotta get it in. Whether or not that sun gon' shine, if you came prepared to get up, I'll level and deal with life like me. Better watch your cup, cause I'm thirsty and I'm hungry. Go ahead, try to take my plate, no warning in place. Every bone from your hand to your shoulder, I'll break it. I won't wait for another excuse. I know you gon' hate. I was born into the cycle of drug abuse. You will never relate, cause shit gets thick when the chips get low. What happens when you're boldly to push to the point where you lose control? Explode on point and unfold revelations of defeat. Took me years of refining to create this technique. So sick of being underrated, my time to strike. Not cocky, just confident as I begin to write. I don't see the world slight. See, you better watch your lunch, cause I'm hungry as hell and you're my type. Doing that shit on the tip of my tongue. I spit it raw, every angle, yeah, I have fun. And I get it how I live. The evergreen is where I'm from, kid.
Rolling on, I think I'm holding on. The only time they dig you is when they dig your funeral. Just as big, you're nobody till you go. Lord, help my poor soul like you did Edgar Allan Poe. Rolling on, I think I'm holding on. The only time they dig you is when they dig your funeral. Just as big, you're nobody till you go. Lord, help my poor soul like you did Edgar Allan Poe. Mad but beautiful.
Evergreen, why do you sleep on me? Can't stand the way you treat me. I'm thinking about all of the times you pass me up. I'm up late drinking, attempting to give it up, but I can't. And I really want to see this through to the end, but now I can't even seem to pretend that I'm not pissed off about this current state of music and its popularity contest. But to stand out and alone is a delicate dance in today's world. And I know I shouldn't be concerned with others' bullshit, but hey, we all gonna be entertained one way or another. I keep it moving. You should seek the wisdom of a Dermot that's been there before. Like the time I freestyled for 5 miles through my city's core. Back then, I performed for anybody who would listen. Even if you tried, you couldn't ignore the poetry. Emotion from my soul is easy and isn't afraid to fly. And I usually don't ask why, but what in the hell is going on?
I think I'm holding on. The only time they dig you is when they dig your funeral. Just as big, you're nobody till you go. Lord, help my poor soul like you did Edgar Allan Poe. Rolling on, I think I'm holding on. The only time they dig you is when they dig your funeral. Just as big, you're nobody till you go. Lord, help my poor soul like you did Edgar Allan Poe. Mad but beautiful.
Ah, yeah, welcome back, everybody. This is your friendly neighborhood, Dirt Reynolds.
And it's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis, hanging out here on the Shanty Radio. We just got done listening to Coaster with Danny Dennison, and then you're familiar with the next song.
I am. I made it with the help of several friends. We talked last week, episode of Capital Tracks, and this was my favorite Capital track, not just because it's on my first album, but because it's easily one of my favorite Capital verses ever. So shout out to you, sir. Thank you for the feature. I wish I had money to pay you for that.
And that, in the business, is what we call a callback.
Callback.
Well done. I like that. Bringing them, making sure. If you're not part of the whole Shanty cinematic universe, then you might not know what we're talking about right now. But if you listen to the episodes, if you share the episodes, if you download the episodes, if you subscribe to the episodes, if you smash that like button on those episodes, you would know what we were talking about. But yeah, big shout out to Capital. Again, one of my favorite artists. Love that track. It was dope.
I thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, good. If you enjoy it, then I enjoy it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Today in hip hop. Should we give them a little slice of what today in hip hop? According to the internets, today is Common's birthday.
Today in hip hop history.
One of the dopest MCs. Doesn't get as much recognition now, obviously, because he's not as active. But one of the dopest MCs ever.
Facts.
Common. I love Common.
Me too.
His album B is one of my favorite albums of all time.
That's exactly what my favorite track is off of that album.
B?
Mm-hmm.
I love B. I go with my favorite Common track has to be The Light. But it's just because of the place I was in life when I heard it. And it's like my wife and I love that song. It has like a lot of sentimental meaning to me. But I love that album too. But B is a masterpiece to me. That was when Kanye was on that crazy ass run where basically he had all those tracks and he was like, hey, Common,
here, take all of these other tracks that I haven't used yet. And Common was like,
here's some of those fire things I have created.
Right. And Common was like, don't fucking threaten me with a good time. And just came out. Like, Testify is an amazing track on that album. The People.
Yeah.
I love that record.
Testify is probably one of my favorite. Just
the way the story that he told in Testify and the way he flipped that sample was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
So happy birthday to you, Common. Also, actor Common from Smoking Aces.
John Wick
Dos. Also, I can't remember. I think it was Just Go With It. What was the movie he made with Queen Latifah?
He
was like a basketball player that hurt his knee or whatever.
I can't think of the name.
Big shout out. That, one of my favorite movies that I can't remember the name of. But I love Common. And happy birthday to him. In honor of Common's birthday, let's just get into some more music.
Facts.
What do you say?
We've talked enough.
Let's get into, this is an oldie but a goodie. The next two tracks we're going to play are oldies but goodies, and they're some of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah.
This track is from Blaze One. Again, bro, I fucking love. That's my wrestling homie, too.
Oh, yeah.
We talk about wrestling whenever I haven't seen him in quite a while, but whenever we used to run into each other, we would talk about wrestling. We like each other's Instagram posts whenever we're at wrestling. That's like our relationship, right? Like,
ooh, you're spicy.
You're at wrestling? I'm about to throw you a heart because I love it.
I wish I had more than two thumbs.
I'll give you more than two. That's some creeper shit.
Yeah, thanks.
I don't want to know your Instagram history.
You definitely don't. ever want to look at my browser history.
Bro, you don't know about the incognito?
No, I'm just living my best life.
Living the dirty life. Dirt Reynolds doesn't.
The dirtiest.
Dirt Reynolds don't need no incognito mode.
Yeah, you were snitching on yourself earlier. Now I'm doing it to me. It's contagious.
Beautiful. It's what we like to see. Start calling you Dirty Keefe. Keefe Dirty.
No.
So anyway, let's get
not
it.
Do that.
Oh my God. I don't even get me started on that. Let's get into Blaze One featuring Chris Davis. This is called Feeling It right here on the Shanty Radio.
Yeah, buddy.
Angelic melodies, Keys reverie is heavenly. Hop up on the track and let it breathe. Fresh air, outside the box like a fresh pair. Kick it, not knowing where I'm going, but I guess there. Merge the verse to the beat, get the word to the street. Then let it pollinate like the birds and the bees. Try and try again if at first you don't succeed. Cause the thought of never was hurts worse than defeat. So I'm dancing with the devil till I'm hurt in my feet. Yo, it's hot up on this level, but it's worth it to me. Cause every time I let my pen move, it give me purpose to be. If it wasn't for the bass and treble, how much worse could he be? My mental, so focus on the instrumental. I never settled, it's like the fourth verse I've been through. This one just right, so I laid it just right. Caught the vibe, kicked the rhyme, and I'm just like
feeling it. If you're feeling it, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling it.
Second verse still spitting, no intermission. Seek precision with the written, now that's the mission. Since the chitlin', starry eyes, sucker for lyrics and wisdom. Over that boom, bap hitting. Music is my lifeblood, just the rush of the cuss. Let me know I'm alive like Fight Club. What you see is two identities in one man. One with the mind of a monster and one fan. We'll share the heart of a poet, both holding that potent notion. That flow and proceed to grow with emotion. Mama told him, as a youngin', no one can hold him. As long as he never bought into whatever it was they sold him. Non-believers feed the fever. Temperatures rising up off the meter. Pain reliever pouring out the speakers. Me and my team so high up no one can reach us. But if you wanna catch a star, all you have to do was reach up.
If you're feeling it, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling it,
yo, I'm a mastermind on the track. You listen as I hatch a plot. I
get flyer than the bird plane, the astronaut. Dudes getting no lift, the day I fall, it'll be a massive drop. Slay a whole team with just a sliver of sporadic thought. I spit venomous, any hater a nemesis. From the old school, well, if you start, you better finish it. I hold myself back, it's really just for your benefit. Just buy me a drink, say you're thankful for the sentiment. You're not hard, you're really a light impressionist. Hate these whack rappers, they call me a mic supremacist. Test your skills against me, you really won't like the measurement. We are nothing alike, despite a slight resemblance. Question my boss, but yo, you watching me build. Didn't think that I would snap, but yo, I probably will. I spent most my time honing my monopoly skills, cause I really need a doctor, my philosophy's ill.
If you're feeling it, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling it, if you're feeling it.
Black Rhino Camp, motherfucker. Gunner Gang, bitch. Yeah. For all my spitters out there. If you a local artist, keep grinding, my nigga. That's what I order off the menu. Everybody say they is, I think they pretend to. Blaze flow, Gensu, cut that ass right into. Eat you up, they shit you out, smoke and then forget you. So I can show him how this creature eat. Bring him to his knees so his head meet the guillotine. Niggas say they going hard, Blaze young Superman. Super villain, super killer, homie, you can't pick the thing. It ain't no beat, that's what's for dinner. Can't defeat me, I'm a winner. Pave the way before I enter. Fire breather, burn your skin up. I Chinese because I'm lit up. I'm too deep, I meet your head up. So MD Mad Dog, get bitter. What up, Fire Squad? What up, Young Writers? Shout out to my nigga Alston Swag, we three the finest. 509 shining stars, lead the world blinded. I smell a weed scent, your bitch was right behind me. Mills told me bite the hair and leave the bodies back. Dump them in the ocean, now let's really see your swagger splash. Bitch, don't get your head smashed, smoke like a gas mask. Alright, and pass that. I'm a black rhino, gunner, gang, and cannibal. Stained silver blood, I'm the monster who dismantled you. All them other rappers can't be pictured when I'm handing you. I pulled the pen out and you took it, sorry, that's the end of you. I'm right here, nigga. Fuck first, second, third, I'm in fifth, nigga. Fifth year, nigga. And this year, nigga, it's gonna year, nigga. Yeah, we here, nigga. Black Rhino motherfucking camp. P. Jonell Mills Blade. MD the fucking camp. So light a fucking lamp. Because it's pitch black. Everybody alt and lost all. Forget that. All shut. I'm coming up with different syllables. Niggas mad as hell. They cut their hands. They are not feeling you. I'm the motherfucking main clapper. Soul survivor. Motherfucking number one adapter. I'm in the booth straight sweating. Your bitch is on my dick. And my kids is on her check in. That's how the fuck I get her breast in. Motherfuckers, you get tested. Exit. Gunner Gang, bitch. Gunner Gang, bitch.
And we are back in the Shanty Radio. It's your middle-aged homeboy, Chris Davis.
And Dirtbag the Great.
So that last song was a shout-out to our good friend, Gabriel Alderson, a.k.a. Lahiam Goldberg.
Mr. Goldberg.
That was Avery Aslam with Beast Eater. Ah. And if you ever listened to the Shanty Radio back in the day, you would have known that we played that song damn near every fucking episode. Because every time when Gabe and I would be putting together the episode, he would say, bro, we got to play Beast Eater. We got to play Beast Eater. And as such, it was on every episode.
That's the second time I've listened to it today. I really enjoy it.
I'm a big fan. I'm a very big fan. And then before that, we had Blaze One with Feeling It featuring Chris Davis. Some... emo rapper from the Tri-Cities.
Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway, man, it's been a good show. What do you think?
Yeah, fucking awesome.
Love talking hip-hop with you. Love talking hip-hop with our friends, our Shantonians that are listening. Don't forget, guys, March 31st, show at Raise Golden Lion.
Lebo.
Lebo.
Story.
Story.
2024. Sorry, our notes were not in front of us there. That was coming off the top of the head. Again, it's going to be a great night. You want to be there. Again, big shout out to everybody that was at the B-Boy Beatdown. Phenomenal. Can't say it enough. Wonderful evening. If you missed it, do not make that mistake again for the next one. I know that there will be another one. I don't know when. But I'm sure there's going to be one, and you do not
want to miss it. I can't wait for this next year. And I'm like, next year, I want 3 months.
Yeah, let's not wait a whole year. Absolutely. There's other things coming on. I know that my son, Josiah Davis, has a show April 12th at the Uptown Theater. The Under the Bridge kind of artist discovery show. There's three different artists from three different genres that are all playing. They're all young, so if you're in town and around, it would be dope to see you there. I'll be there as a proud papa hanging out, but make sure that you come out and check it out. It'll be a great time. Daryl, anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
No,
I do want to say one thing.
Okay,
submit your music
to theshantyradio@gmail.com.
like the show, share the show. Smash that like button. And don't forget, let us know the first CD you ever bought. I want to know what it was. Don't be a dick. Tell me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Don't be selfish.
Selfish.
What do you say, Daryl? Should we hit him with one more song before we get out of here?
Yeah. You care if I introduce this one?
I think it would be appropriate if you did.
All right. We got Debo Belafonte with In the Flesh.
Right here on the Shanty Radio.
313-24.
Coming up right out the smoke screen, leaning mean on the scene, spit gasoline, the tag team with a magazine. Never seen, better keep your nose clean. We the chosen mob scene when we come over. Obscene, your home team, home field advantage, you know it. Serpentine snakes, they coming for ya. Emerald green, my city bragging, boasting. On screen for HKAD, we going for it. No ignoring, if you do, we take it by force. Screaming, kicking, take control. Breaking us ain't the way it'll go. Save it, son, at stake is your soul. Real deal, play till you fold. It's ill will till the whistle blows. Still will, it's unconditional. Come and get it, yo. Find out what happens when you play with criminals. Yeah, they always talking about money and us in the same breath. We some Loch Ness monsters up out of the west. There's no wonder all the rest are wealth to SOS, boy. We about to be in the home stretch. We some OGs, way in the flesh. Dressed for success and backed by request. Everything we do is so picturesque. So when we done, ain't gonna be nothing left.
Like Sons of Samoa, I've been beating on my chest. Love and respect. Free David Meredith. Many a call, but few are brought forth to the steps. Say my name, say my name, say less. Can't clone me, my gangsta original. They skip most of your songs, guess that means they not any. Hard to be famous and stay true to yourself. So we under the turntables, couple notches on my belt. The Salty D, wolf pit in the backyard, fire on my tongue, barbed wire lungs. Loaded up the saddle, took the battle to Seattle. Lock and key, 7 block to the 3. Whole hood locked up, ain't none of us free. Bases loaded, so we pitch it from hell. Keep some hollows like Apollo, I'm cool, Papa Bell. Crack your egg open, don't be tucking your tail. Quiet as cat till I came out of my shell. Out of the psych ward, they took all my restraints. Repression from the recessions, beat the depression, cause I can't go out like that. My demeanor been on Elliot, gotta keep that fire in my belly lit. My wheels ain't hype, shout out my sister Keisha. Sipping on brandy like I was hanging with Moesha. When it's funky, I keep eye open, even when I'm sleeping. Mosh pit music, me and Fonte unsweet, home for the weekend. We party in the studio, I'm Candyman. Hook up my hand, no sand, but I bear his red hands like Julio. Who you know? Ride up with the pump faker. Turned up on stage, call me Les the bottle breaker. Bottle shaker, the music is my dopamine. You can sniff my lines when it drips your throat to steam.